Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Not far away, James Cummings. Before that, though, let's have a chat to Simon Zara, because Simon Zara and Matty Ellerton have a great team of horses heading to the Heath tomorrow. Good morning to you, Simon.
Morning, Michael.
How are you travelling during this second phase of lockdown and being in amongst that hot zone there at Flemington? How's everyone keeping safe?
Oh, look, you know, we've sort of treated it as strict as we have the whole time. Even when they started to relax things, it's been quite tight, the race, and here at Flemington. So, yeah, we just continue about our business and hopefully we can keep the industry still running like we have in the last 3 months.
Yeah, no doubt about that. The trainers, the jockeys, the stable hands have been doing a fabulous job in ensuring that racing can continue through, and we need it, because now that we're locked down again, we need to continue focusing on the stuff that we love, like racing. And it's a good team you're taking to Caulfield tomorrow. You confident?
As confident as you can be. We've got some sort of nice two-year-olds sort of stepping out to their right trip, and a couple of nice those sprinters sort of emerging. So, obviously need a bit of luck. So, we'll see how we go.
Well, only a small field in the first, and you've got two of the eight runners in Frizen and Limpet. If you lined the two of them up, who's the better horse?
Look, Frizen, I've had a pretty high opinion of, and probably just taken a while to sort of work it all out. But I thought his run at Mowie was big. He sort of got back and then sort of had to go around a horse coming back on top of him and made a run a bit earlier than he wanted and hit the line good. He just probably knocked up a little bit late. So we'll wrap with his effort, and definitely with the 1400, it's going to suit him. And he should be, maybe outside the horse that beat him the other day in the lead. And he's got a good turn of foot. And obviously Limpet, his run at Caulfield, considering the way the pattern of the day was, he was one of the only horses that made ground in the day. So I think we've got two really nice two-year-old, rising three that looks like to have a good future.
Well, they're both good prices. Limpet's $10 and Frizen's $12. So if you were going to back one, would you be on Frizen, the outsider, according to the market?
Yeah, no, I thought Limpet probably at this stage. I think his two runs have been good. He's just doing a little bit wrong, but I just think that he's been crying out for 1400 and he'll travel a bit better and show a nice turn of foot. So I'll probably point to him, but I've been known to be wrong in the past, that's for sure. But, two really nice horses to follow, that's for sure.
Will Limpet sit a bit closer from the good goat?
Yeah, look, definitely. And he's the one that looks like, the more we sort of step him out to a bit more ground, the better he's going to be. And, if you go back, as I said, look at the replay the other day, run was a lot better than what the form reads. So, we're excited about, taking both of them, and if they get the right runs, they both should be in the finish.
All right, well, it's an even start at good prices for both the team, and you're two going around the second as well. Propel, it's been a while since we've seen her win, but very, very very, very consistent. Just raced up on speed a bit closer than what I expected last start. Was that a pre-race change of tactic almost because the way the track was racing?
No, she probably just got over racing a bit. We sort of put the blinkers on her late in the last campaign because she sort of just was doing a bit wrong still and just wasn't quite focusing. So being fresh in the blinkers on, she really wanted to overdo it, and probably cost her from running second. She sort of pulled herself into the ground a bit and took a bit of gas out of the tank. As you say, and then just probably her last 50, she'd had enough. So, the winner looks pretty special, and I thought she probably should have run second. So, she's going as good as ever. I think she always takes one run to tighten up, and that she's done that, and she loves Caulfield. She should get a lovely run, and I think she's going probably as good as she's ever gone, to be honest. So, I think she'll be hitting the line pretty strong.
It does look a nice race for her, but the hardest to beat may well be the stablemate, Sword of Mercy, who's come back in great form, 2 for 2.
Yeah, look, she has, but she doesn't look well. Like it's a benchmark 90, and she's a 72 rater, I think. So, she's not great at that. She won a maid, and then she come out and won a 64, and then she sort of come out and won that midweek. So she's sort of going up in grade a lot. So she does look overly well placed, but you know, her run the other day was outstanding. Her sectionals on the day from the 600 to the 200 was phenomenal. So you know, she's obviously got plenty of upside, and you know, she's an exciting horse, and took a while to win a maiden, but she's really starting to put it all together.
If you're going to put the two of them together on 56 kilos, would you be with Propel though?
Oh, I think so. I think I just think she's a bit more seasoned. She's doing everything a lot better. I think just her second up form is quite good, and her Caulfield run's good. So I'd probably put Propel on top at this stage.
Okay. From there, where's your next runner? My computer's just frozen.
Queen of Tarts.
Queen of Tarts. What chance do you give Queen of Tarts tomorrow?
Oh, I looked thrown in the deep end a little bit, but she looked to win that race quite well the other day. Did a little bit wrong in winning, so, and she's another one that's just taken a while to sort of, for the penny to drop, and look, thrown in the deep end, but she should get the ground, and hopefully she's in your line late.
And then Little Stevie's an interesting runner in race number 8. It's a race where there's a lot of form, a lot of ones next to the horse's name. First up, what do you make of the run at Caulfield?
Look, I don't know why. Look, you know, obviously he dragged it back a bit, and you know, wasn't over happy with that. She's a running sort of filly. You know, she led up Master, the thing always Master, was it Master of Crusader, led him up at Caulfield. She won leading. She won a trial leading by 3. And she just sort of snagged it back to make a sit and sprint a bit, and I don't think it panned out that well, and then ended up out in the quicksand out wide. So, you know, we just got to let her run and let her find her feet and get into a good rhythm. You know, that those sort of fillies are better off doing what they do best, and in my opinion, that's run. So that'll be the tactics tomorrow. If they want to, you know, go quick, it'll just take a sit. So, look, she's obviously got plenty of ability, but, you know, this looks a very serious sort of race, just the same. But it'll give us a good guide where she's at the moment.
Who's your best tomorrow at Caulfield then?
I think I like the 2 2-year-olds, Limpet and Frizzin. I think they're two nice horses for the future. So I'll be sort of sticking with one of those.
You got 3 going around at Pakenham on the synthetic today. Who's your best?
I thought that there's a good run from Good and Proper the other day. He never got into the race, just through the gate, and then got held up. And so I'd be sort of leaning towards Good and Proper, and I think, you know, he's a good price. I think he's 10-1, so he's going extremely well. And I think, you know, not a bad little race today, but I think he's a nice horse. So good 10-1 chance today.
Well, he might have been 10-1 before you had a bet. He's now into 750. So we'll still take it, though. Good on you, Simon. Good luck, mate.
No worries. Thanks, Michael.